Fox co-chairman Rupert Murdoch and his sons are going to remove Roger Ailes from his position as chairman and CEO of the Fox News Channel. Ailes has been the head of the network ever since it was founded in 1996, but he could be out of a job as early as this week. Sources saying Murdoch and his sons agree Ailes has to go after they reviewed findings of an investigation into sexual harassment allegations against Ailes made by former Fox News anchor Gretchen Carlson. Ailes has denied the accusations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Marina Amusements is holding a carnival this week to help with the recovery of an injured West Haven, Connecticut police officer. West Haven Mayor Ed O'Brien says they moved quickly to make it happen.
Everybody from the marinas to our building department to any inspections they needed, we expedited it to get this done.
USA Radio.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kind of love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Obama administration.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
All right, welcome to Talented People. It's 3:02 already on July 20th, if you can believe it. We're about a month into summer already, and I don't even feel like it's gotten started yet, but it's absolutely gorgeous. If you're listening in the central New Jersey area today to our show, streaming live across the nation, from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce studios here in Flemington, New Jersey. I want to give you a little update on the weather forecast. We've got exciting guests for you this afternoon. Right now, sunny this afternoon with a high of 85, light and variable wind. Tonight, mostly clear with a low about 61. Sunny all day on Thursday with a high near 89, mostly clear with a low about 65 on Thursday night. Friday, sunny all day with a high of 93. It's going to get hot. And then Friday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly between 9 and 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low about 72. Mostly sunny all day for a perfect Saturday with a high of 94. Going to be hot, but mostly clear with a low about 70 on Saturday night and sunny all day with a high of 95 on Sunday and then mostly cloudy with a low about 74 on Sunday night. It's going to be chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high of 93. So we are in a hot flash mood. So we're going to go to a quick break and then I'm going to introduce you to our guest. He is the artisan and he is one of the partners who owned this amazing pizzeria. It's called Liberty Wood-Fired Pizzeria in Liberty Hall in Lambertville, New Jersey. One of our river towns, one of the most popular, if you're traveling, in the top 10 consecutively across the nation. So we're going to talk to him and you're going to get a real special treat on how they make their pizzas, everything behind the scenes. So stay with us. We'll be right back on Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
With the world.
Getting ready to listen to our intro song here. Running Down a Dream on Talented People. Right, we're running down a dream here in Hunterdon County, New Jersey today, talking with our guest on the line. His name is Chris Bryan. Chris, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right, we are so happy to have you here. You're going to talk to us today about your pizzeria, Liberty Hall Pizzeria Pizza in Lambertville, New Jersey, correct? Well, you kind of jumped into like a legendary zone by making it such a beautiful and interesting experience. So tell us a little bit first about yourself.
Myself, okay. I didn't start out making pizza. I actually went to college to be a civil engineer, did that for a little bit, got my MBA in marketing, did a little bit of that, and then finally got bored of the corporate world and just started to make pizza part-time, and that was about 4 years ago. I worked at another place, kind of learned the trade a little bit, and then we opened Liberty Hall Pizza in December of 2014.
Congratulations. So tell us a little bit about your corporate experience. What were you doing?
I worked for GE Capital for a little bit, and then left that job, went back, as I said, got my MBA, and I had a stint working for a minor league baseball team for about 8 years, which was pretty cool, kind of in the sales department. And then my last job before pizza, I worked for Blue Cross Blue Shield of New Jersey, and I managed our sponsorship and marketing program in the state of New Jersey and did that for about 4.5 years. And then, pizza came calling, and it's been that ever since.
So that must have been so much fun. So, so you call yourself an artisan, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're making a different style pizza than, your corner pizza shop. We pride ourselves on making a true, authentic Neapolitan-style pizza, which is one that you would see in Naples, Italy.
And that is so special. And I got to say, a lot of the listeners out here are very familiar with Lambertville. It's such a beautiful little town to visit, but you're actually adding like a whole different dimension of experience to it, especially with pizza. And like you say, with the metropolitan feel about it. Tell us more.
There are other pizza places in town, as you said, but again, we're making a true Neapolitan pizza, which, we use a wood-fired oven, and the pizzas actually cook in, about 90 seconds. It's about 850 degrees inside.
Really?
The oven. So it takes longer to make the pizza than it does to actually cook the pizza, which is kind of hard for people to believe.
I can't even believe that. So how, 80 seconds you said?
90 seconds.
90 seconds?
850 degrees. We strictly use, wood to fire the oven. And that's, typical of a Neapolitan pizza, that you would find in Italy. And it's really good. It looks a little different than your normal pizza. It's got a kind of a puffy crust, and it's got little, some people may say it's burnt. Burnt bubbles on the side of the crust, but we like to call it charred in the industry. So it looks a little different, but the flavor is tremendous.
It is tremendous. I'm standing here as a testimonial. I'll say, honestly, I have Liberty Hall Pizza from Lambertville, New Jersey, at least once a week. I've tried a number of your different offerings, and what you say about the charred side is so true. Like, at first, I was like, oh, my gosh, it's a little different. It makes it even better. Congratulations. Let's talk a little bit about your business partner. His name's Danny Popkin.
Correct. Yep, you know, Dan and I, we became partners back when we started the whole project. Danny is a developer of real estate. He focuses on developing properties that would have a more of industrial feel, old factories, old warehouses, and he turns them around and really puts, you know, some cool, innovative type businesses in there, you know, internet-based or food-based or, you know, art, that kind of businesses that he looks for.
How interesting. And so let's share with everyone the special about your building, because it's a little off the beaten path there in Lambertville, but it's worth the walk and it's certainly worth the drive. And it's special inside. Tell us about it.
It is. It's actually, the complex is called Canal Studios. Danny bought the building. He's actually he is the owner of this building as well, and plus my partner in Liberty Hall Pizza. But he bought the building in the mid-90s. And totally turned it around. As you commented, you know, the north end of Lambertville was not the place that people wandered to off of the beaten path, you know, the tourists and the locals. And, you know, since then, he turned the building around. There's a ballet studio in here. There's a great coffee shop. You know, some really cool, innovative, you know, creative people, artisans, that kind of thing. And, you know, it's a great building, and it has a charm to it. It was built in 1945, and the beauty of that is when we took over our current space, we were able to, you know, take the drywall down and expose the original brick walls, and we redid the windows. We put some overhead doors in, so we were able to open those in the nice weather. We took the standard blue carpeting off the floor and repolished the concrete and, you know, did a lot of other things to kind of bring back the charm of the building. So it kind of looks like, you know, you're walking back into the 1940s when you first walk in.
It absolutely does. And I want everyone to know out there, can you feel it? Like, I love the way you're speaking about both the building and your business. And Liberty Hall, wood-fired pizza is our guest today. His name is Chris Bryan on Talented People. What you were saying that I want to share with everybody, though, when you were talking about the overhead doors and so on, is it really is an experience. Like, you actually open those doors and have people come and walk up the street in certain weather conditions, correct?
That is correct. You know, it's we don't have specific outside seating with tables outside, but when we open the doors, there are two big, large doors. It's basically the front of the building. And so when we open them up, you know, we kind of push the tables close to the edge, and it does feel like, you know, you get that whole feel of, hey, I'm sitting outside, you know, eating some great pizza with some great people.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. When we were there a couple times, but I just want to let everybody know that we had such a good time. And it was even at one point we went when it was the off season. It was probably around Easter or so. And we came in and the overhead doors were shut. But just to sit in there the way you said, like you're taking it back to those years, you really feel it. And then the pizza quality is extraordinary. And then again, you know, for the experience of being in Lambertville. Are you a resident of Lambertville?
No, my wife and I, we do live in Hunterdon County. We live in Flemington, actually.
Oh, wow.
Not far from the studio.
Mm-hmm. So, like, what made you make a decision to move to Lambertville?
Well, you know, back in, I guess, the spring of 2014 when I decided to open my own pizzeria, started to look for spaces. And, you know, one of the – I created, like, a top 10 list of what I was looking for in a space. And, you know, near the top was I wanted it to be in a destination town. You know, I didn't want it to be in, you know, just a normal – place where, you know, normal community. I wanted it to be a destination where outside people come in. There's a lot of activity, a lot of, you know, other type businesses, a lot of special events. And, you know, my wife and I would frequent Lambertville, you know, in the summer, doing what everybody does, you know, walk the canal, watch the fireworks, you know, eat at some of the other great restaurants in town, or just walk around. So that's when I saw the corner spot open in this building. It was like, oh my God, that's it. Let's check it out.
I love it. You know, things happen for a reason. And when things all fall into place at the right time, that makes total sense to everybody out there, too. We are all adventurers. Our listeners out there, I know, they always want to listen to talented people tell their stories, how they got there, what makes it so successful. There's so much talk about your Liberty Hall pizza. Like, It's amazing. People talk about it all the time in Hunterdon County here. And again, it is destination city in Lambertville, New Jersey. So there's so many tourists and so on that come in that, you know, it's nice to know that they could just learn a little bit more about it. We'll share as much as we can. We're going to go back to our break real quick. This is Talented People. It's 314 on July 20th. I'm talking with the proprietor and pizza artisan of Liberty Hall Pizza in Lambertville, New Jersey. His name is Chris Bryan. We'll be right back after the break. Real quick, stay with us.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's already 3:17 on July 20th. I really hope that you're enjoying this weather and the summer. I'm enjoying my time right now. I hope you are too. And thanks for listening in, by the way. To a conversation I'm having with one of the proprietors of Liberty Hall Pizza in Lambertville, New Jersey, one of our river towns, again, in Hunterdon County. It's an astounding area, and Lambertville is one of our, like, nuggets of just jewels, I should say. Liberty Hall Pizza is an authentic Neapolitan pizzeria. They're featuring wood-fired pizzas, gardens, fresh salads, and drought root beer floats. They're located at the Canal Studios complex at 243 North Union Street in Lambertville. And we're kind of spotlighting Chris today, Chris Bryan, as Talented People guest, because he's been able to actually transition from being a kind of corporate person to an entrepreneur, opening a pizza parlor, I want to call it, although it's upscale and it's really cool in Lambertville. And he's telling us about some of the choices that he made when he was deciding on, you know, this endeavor. So, Chris, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Thanks again for hanging in there during our break. Tell us a little bit about your, what made you choose the name Liberty Hall for your pizzeria?
Well, actually, it's kind of two reasons. If you actually look up the word Liberty Hall in the dictionary, and it is in the dictionary, it says a place where one can go and act the way they like. So, you know, that's kind of what I want people to be able to do when they come here is, you know, come with their friends and family and one thing. And then the other side is it's kind of more of a personal thing. It's my father-in-law, kind of a family tradition on his side to introduce you know, when I go to his house to this day, I walk in and he's like, you know, welcome to Liberty Hall, do as you please. So it's kind of a twofold reason.
Oh, that's a great story. I'm glad I asked the question. How did you, is there some purpose behind looking it up, or did you look it up after you were, you know, after your father-in-law kind of shared, you know, the vision?
It was kind of, you know, it was the family side, and then I did a little more investigation. There is some other literary, it's been mentioned in other plays and comedies and that kind of stuff. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, once he kind of told me and I kind of got interested in it, in the backing, you know, the background he was saying, and checked it out a little bit more. And I thought it'd be a great place for, you know, a great name for a restaurant, especially a pizzeria, because, you know, as people will fight over pizza unlike any other food. You know, I'll tell you that I have the best pizza, but you'll say, hey, no, I know a better place. And, you know, it's you know, pizza brings out the best in people, I think.
Can you kind of tell us a little more about that? It's interesting, because you're on the other side of the fence to us. We all love pizza. So what do you mean by that?
Well, you know, it's a food, I think, unlike any other food, in the fact that, again, people will discuss or argue about where they think the best pizza is. You know, you can talk about other food, you know, hamburgers or steaks or chicken or whatnot. But when pizza comes up, people really get defensive and say, hey, I know the best pizza. You know, I'm from New Jersey or I'm from New York. I know the best pizza. And, you know, I want people to be able to do that when they come here, is have that same argument. And hopefully they decide that Liberty Hall Pizza is the best.
And I know they are, as they are definitely spreading their rumors around, because I've actually had people in our studio here and talk to them about it, particularly a couple of our most recent guests who are residents of Lambertville, who say they frequent your Liberty Hall Pizza all the time. So that's kind of fun to see the overlap.
Yeah, it's good to hear. You know, we opened in December of 14, so it's a little bit about a year and a half now. And we have a great local crew that comes in. You know, we have customers that come in every Tuesday night, or ones that come in every Wednesday night, and it's nice to see their smiling faces. We, you know, we don't even need to give them menus anymore, because we know exactly what they order. And, you know, it's almost on the table before they sit down. So it's kind of fun.
That must be so nice getting, and rewarding also, to be able to get to know your clientele and to be so personal with them on what their choices are. Tell us about the making of pizza, again, a little bit more specifically about some of your different offerings, and what are your hours of operation?
Right. Well, just to touch a little bit on the pizza, you know, everyone says, hey, how can you make, you know, why does your pizza taste so good, or why does it taste so different? And it really comes down to a couple things. You know, one being the dough that we make. We make our dough every day. And the unique thing about us, too, is the dough we make today, we actually use 3 to 5 days from now. So it's cold fermented in our walk-in, as opposed to most pizzerias will make dough today and, you know, use it tonight. So that's the one of the reasons. The second is the type of oven we use. You know, as I mentioned earlier in the show, you know, the temperature is about 850 degrees. So when it's that hot, you know, the pizza's cooked in 90 seconds and nothing really has the capability of drying out because it's cooking so fast. And then the last thing I like to say is the ingredients that we use. You know, we live in New Jersey, and it's, you know, the Garden State, and we're trying to use, you know, local produce when we can, especially now in the summer. You know, we use tomatoes for our pizzas. We're getting fresh arugula, you know, beets, and all the other things that are coming up. Corn, we're doing a roasted corn pizza now from Jersey Sweet Corn, which is really, really popular. So, you know, that's really the basis of why our pizza's so great. But, you know, our hours, we're only open for dinner during the week, between, you know, from 5 to 10, and then we open for lunch on the weekends along with dinner. We open at 11:30 Saturday and Sunday, and we stay open until about 10 o'clock each night.
So. Wow. All right. Just, like, it must be so interesting. As a business owner, what are your favorite memories so far? And congratulations again on being over a year old on your accomplishments.
You know, it was that first day. It was great when we finally opened. Mm-hmm. You know, we started construction in August of 2014, and then, you know, it took us until December to open. So that was, like, one of the best. You know, the night before we opened, I was able to sit, you know, by myself in the restaurant with the lights on, and it was kind of like, wow, you know, we accomplished this. So
mm-hmm.
It's,
No, I love it. I love it. Tell us about the corn pizza you were talking about coming up for Jersey. Jersey corn is the best, you know.
Yeah, it's something. It's funny. People were asking for a corn pizza back in like April and May, and it's just like, well, wait a minute. You know, have you seen corn yet in New Jersey? So we obviously had to wait until the corn was ready, and now we're getting it. And it's a roasted corn pizza with some jalapeno peppers, tomatoes, red onion. And then we top it with some queso fresca and some other things when it comes out of the oven. So it's got a little bit of a kind of a Mexican flair to it, a little spice to it.
What about, are you the creator of these different types of pizzas, or do you get input from your customers and your staff, or where does it come from?
You know, customers for sure, obviously, you know, bring in ideas, say, hey, I had this pizza at another place. What do you think? But then, you know, we have a great crew in the kitchen that are always, you know, willing and ready to come up with some new things. And that's how this corn pizza came up. You know, my kitchen manager, Jeremy, kind of took what we did last year with this pizza and kind of took it up to another level with, you know, adding some additional spice, some additional flavors, and it's really become popular. We've only been doing it about, you know, a week or so, and it's most likely, you know, the top three pizzas every night that we sell.
Wow. That's really exciting. That's really cool. What about other of your, what other popular pizzas do you offer? What are the most popular?
The most popular is what we call the margarita pizza, which is, you know, kind of easily described as kind of like your standard cheese pizza. And that's what we kind of tell people when they don't really know what to order because they haven't had this style pizza before. And it's just, you know, sauce, cheese, some basil, some Parmesan cheese and some olive oil. So it's kind of like your basic cheese pizza.
I'm teasing everybody out there listening right now because I'm starving just thinking about it. And what about your white pizzas? Those are fantastic.
Yeah, I guess, you know, our number one white pizza is our three mushroom with buffalo mozzarella and fresh ricotta cheese. That actually started out as a special, and then it was so popular we had to quickly put it on the menu because people were, you know, we needed another pizza on the menu, and everyone was like, this is it. It's, you know, and that's our number one selling white pizza, and that's in the top three pretty much every night as well.
So interesting to learn about this kind of industry and your business because talented people here, you know, for about 4 years plus now, we have a lot of different types of successful entrepreneurs on our show. We have authors and, you know, celebrities and sometimes government public service messages and stuff. But it's fun to learn about someone who decided to kind of take on the world, open a pizzeria, which is, again, Liberty Hall wood-fired pizza in Lambertville, New Jersey. It's actually, again, one of our prize destinations. It's one of the top 10 travel destinations consecutively. We've spoke to the mayor many times about this, and we kind of look over and say, wow, it's because it's got everything. It's got that artisan feeling, like you say. It's got just beautiful waterway and nice restaurants and lots of shopping and a lot of different art galleries too. So you're really in a nice place. Tell us a little bit more about being an entrepreneur now, because we have about 2 minutes before our break. How does it feel to take on that responsibility?
I guess I never thought we would open. You know, there's always, you know, those nights where you're awake staring at the ceiling going, God, what did I do? Why didn't I stay, you know, working in the corporate world, which was a, you know, safe and secure job and you knew what you're doing every day. But as an entrepreneur, you know, you never know.
Right.
One day could be an 8-hour day and everything goes great, but the next day could be 18 hours and you're putting out you know, fires or other problems every couple hours. So it's great. You know, I think at this point I wouldn't want to go back to that, obviously, but there is some, you know, it's different every day. So that's what keeps you, I guess, on your toes and interested in doing it. And now, you know, it's great. I have a great staff of about 15 people, so, you know, they're all part of the company as well. So it's nice to be able to put other people to work and you know, work with people that enjoy the same thing about pizza.
And I know they do. I have to give you a lot of credit there when you talk about having 15 employees. I mean, that is a very successful story in itself. Rewarding wise, where you're able to actually see your dream come to fruition, is always so cool. And for our listeners out there, do you have something to say to them about taking a chance?
Yeah, you know, it's if you have a dream, just, you know, buckle up and try to reach it. You know, it, the worst you can do is not get there, but you'll learn a lot along the way, for sure.
Well, that's perfect for us to get our break with real quick. It's Chris Bryan. He's our guest today, calling in from Lambertville, New Jersey, from Liberty Hall Wood-Fired Pizza. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. Thanks for listening. It's 3:29. We're going to go to the news and weather, and we'll be right back with our guest, learning more about entrepreneurial world, you know, taking on an endeavor from a corporate side, and then also learning more about this amazing destination that you can visit in Lambertville if you're in the mood for some really fine pizza tonight. Hold on. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Kelly Sloan.
He draws out the talent and drive in people so that they can achieve their full potential. That's a great quality to have in a father. And better yet, in the President of the United States.
Tiffany Trump speaking about her father, Donald Trump, who was officially chosen as the GOP nominee for president last night. Delegates in Cleveland formally nominated him in a roll call. The convention is now in its third day. The guest speakers will include Vice Presidential candidate Mike Pence, Scott Walker, Marco Rubio, and Ted Cruz. Campaign manager Paul Manafort says he's confident about the speech Cruz will give tonight.
Conventions are a healing time. They're not a time when everything is finally done. We feel, however, the healing time is happening, and when we leave here, by and large, it's going to be a united Republican Party.
He is also expected to bring up the negatives of Hillary Clinton. This is USA Radio News.
At Lumber Liquidators, we're kicking off our summer stackout sale with special deals at every store. Overstock floors, small lots, and more are priced to move. Get unheard-of clearance deals at select stores on 2,000 varieties of pre-finished hardwood from just 59 cents. Special buys like durable strand carbonized bamboo. It's just $1.69. North American and European laminate up to 20% off, with some deals from just 29 cents. And special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the summer stackout sale today.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
A California congressman has endorsed Donald Trump. Randy Fuller has more.
California House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
Republicans believe that America only works if we put your interest above the special interest.
He outlines the plan.
Together, electing a Republican Congress, Donald Trump, Mike Pence, we can build a better America.
The Bakersfield lawmaker believes a Trump administration will fight to lower health care costs and taxes and get government off people's backs. I'm Randy Fuller.
A Trump campaign speechwriter is taking the blame for Melania Trump's address on Monday. Meredith McIver says she was responsible for portions of the speech that contained language almost verbatim from a speech given by Michelle Obama in 2008. She says she and Melania talked about people she admired, and Mrs. Trump read passages from Mrs. Obama's speech. Then McIver says she wrote the phrases down and mistakenly included them. This is USA Radio News.
At Lumber Liquidators, we're kicking off our summer stackout sale with special deals at every store. Overstock floors, small lots, and more are priced to move. Get unheard-of clearance deals at select stores on 2,000 varieties of pre-finished hardwood from just 59 cents. Special buys like durable strand carbonized bamboo. It's just $1.69. North American and European laminate up to 20% off, with some deals from just 29 cents. And special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the summer stackout sale today.
People watching the Republican National Convention are flocking to the internet to find out more about the people they see on stage. Google political search trends expert Simon Rogers says the name they've been seeing the most is Trump.
Yesterday, as Tiffany Trump and Donald Trump Jr. took to the stage, you saw the search for that name absolutely go through the roof, even overtaking the searches for Pokemon Go, which is not necessarily what we expected.
And he says the searches have changed over the course of the election campaign.
What's Donald Trump said today? What's going on with Donald Trump? And right now, it's actually much more procedural kind of questions, like how many delegates did Donald Trump have? Who would be in a Trump administration?
And he says he's seeing a lot of traffic for Trump's running mate, Mike Pence. The U.S. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce is endorsing Hillary Clinton for president. It's the first time the group has ever endorsed a presidential candidate. There are reports Fox News boss Roger Ailes is negotiating his departure from the company. Those reports surfaced yesterday, hours after New York Magazine reported Fox anchor Megyn Kelly told investigators she had been sexually harassed by Ailes. 2 weeks ago, former anchor Gretchen Carlson alleged in a lawsuit that she was fired after rejecting repeated sexual advances from Ailes. Director and producer Gary Marshall has died. He was 81 years old. He created some of the most popular 70s shows, including Mork and Mindy and Happy Days. This is USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. For more news, we're on the web at...
All right, welcome back to the show. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's Talented to People. Today is July 20th. I'm talking with the proprietor and artisan, what I say, of Liberty Hall Pizza in Lambertville, New Jersey. His name's Chris Brian. And right now, what I'm going to do is give you a quick update on the weather forecast again. If you happen to be in the New Jersey area this week or this weekend, tonight mostly clear with a low about 61, sunny all day on Thursday, the high of 89. It's going to start getting warmer and warmer. Mostly clear on Thursday night with a low about 65, but then it's going to be 93 and mostly sunny all day on Friday with only a low of about 72. Sunny again with a high of 94 all day on Saturday and a low of 70, and then 95 again on Sunday. Mostly sunny all this time. Sunday night mostly cloudy a little bit with a low about 74, but it doesn't really look like too much rain. Only a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny with a high of 93 on Monday. So we're going to go to our real quick break again with one of our sponsors, and then we're going to be speaking again about, I guess, the luxuries of owning a really upscale pizzeria in a beautiful destination town in New Jersey, Lambertville. Stand by. We'll be right back with Liberty Hall Pizza.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, we're back on the air here again, Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I want to remind you that our 4 to 5 o'clock today Talented People show is going to continue on with a very interesting guest. Her name is Joanne Diaz, and she's the author of the book, What's Wrong with Mommy? She's the mother of 9 children over the course of 10 years in her marriage, and she's going to be speaking about postpartum depression in her book that's coming out this month. So hang in there with us. Right now we are actually delving in and learning more about something more pleasant than that, which is about pizza. I'm sure you can all relate. Chris, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Thanks again for hanging through. Yeah, we're curious to find out a little bit about your upcoming. You have a series that's going on where you actually bring in some talent to your location. Is that right?
That is correct. It's called our Guest Pizziola series. Mm-hmm. We just had one last night. We started it about a little over a year, and what we do is we've actually approached local chefs in the area or local kind of celebrities or foodies to come in and create 2 signature pizzas that they decide on, and then they come in and they make them during the night, and it's really kind of a cool event, and we have some great regular customers that have, I think have been pretty much to every one of them. So yeah, it's something that is really cool, and it's we're going to continue. We do it about once a month now.
So can you tell us a little bit for those listening? Do they have to? I mean, I know you don't really take reservations, but you have free parking in the rear of your building, correct?
We do. We do not take reservations. Everything is a walk-in. So if you if there is a wait, we take your name and number, and give you a text when the table's ready. We have an air-conditioned lobby. You can wait in, or you could just a lot of people now with the weather have been putting their name in and then just taking a walk down into the center of town and enjoying some of the other things down there. So, we have plenty of parking in the back of the building as part of the complex. And then also we have street parking in front of our building as well.
Is there any kind of additional fee for anyone to go to part of your series, or is it
it's the same. We do have the 2 special pizzas that the Guest Pizzaiola put together. And then we have our full menu available during the night as well, our classic salads that we have and, all the pizzas that we have on our main menu are available as well.
Tell us a little bit about the salads.
The salad, you know, very simple, but very good and tasty. We do a Caesar salad, a spring mix salad, an arugula salad, and then we do a Mediterranean kind of a Greek salad as well. And then, you know, now we're doing some special salads. We have a roasted beet and gorgonzola salad that started out, you know, kind of as a special, and now it's not on the menu, but it could be because it's our number one selling salad every night. So it's people really like it.
Wow. So tell everybody again a little bit about how you got into this business, just to recap again, because it's already getting towards 3:40, and I want to make sure we ask you to tell us anything else you'd like to tell us about your business, but just to remind everybody how you got into it.
Yeah, you know, I went to school as a civil engineer and built gas stations for Texaco right out of college and kind of bounced around at some other corporate jobs. Did have a little stint at a minor league baseball team in central New Jersey, which was a lot of fun.
Really?
And then, you know, my last job was a corporate job with a health insurance company in New Jersey, and kind of got bored of that and saw a pizza truck at an event that I was at. And that was, you know, made contact with them and started working with them part-time. Spent 4 years with that company. And then, you know, as I said, last December of 2014, we were able to open up Liberty Hall Pizza in Lambertville.
That's so great. So what about, do you get a lot of business from, like, the Philadelphia area?
You know, I wasn't real sure where we were going to draw from. When we did open, obviously local people, local residents, and obviously Hunterdon County residents as well. But we do get a lot of people from the Bucks County area, mm-hmm. over the river, mm-hmm. in Pennsylvania. And, you know, we do have a good, you know, the name's starting to reach out and branch out a little bit, and we are starting to get people that are traveling to us on the weekends from Philadelphia or even, you know, further after they've heard that we have great pizza. So the name is out there, and it's we're starting to pull people from all over. It's great.
What about, do you do any kind of marketing online, like social media?
Yeah, you know, we do all the major, I guess, social media, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You know, so that's a good way to reach some of our customers. But, you know, a lot of it is kind of word of mouth now. You know, last night we had a big family from North Carolina that was up on vacation and heard about us and came to the chef night. And that's starting to happen a lot, where we're getting larger groups coming together after they hear from a friend or a relative, hey, you got to come up to Lambertville and check out this pizza place. So it's real exciting.
Yeah, word of mouth is just incredible. It's so important. And it's such a testament to the work that you've been doing. Because, I mean, really, you said it was December 2014, right?
Correct.
So a year and a half. And basically, you know, to be able to get that word of mouth, you know, is incredible. You know, Hunterdon County is such a beautiful place. And anyone out there, if you're listening and you're considering going on vacation, one of the towns that we are so proud of here is Lambertville, New Jersey. And again, I bring it up only because our guest today, Chris Bryan, proprietor of Liberty Hall Pizza in Lambertville, is it's a special destination. It's not like your normal pizzeria. You go in and you actually feel like you're on vacation doing something, like you said, back in the day. You said 1950, was that right?
The building opened in 1945, yeah.
1945.
Yeah. And one of the cool things that we do, too, on our tables, we don't use kind of a standard tablecloth. We actually use butcher paper, and we provide people with crayons that they can kind of doodle and draw on. So that's always fun to see some of the kids go crazy with, you know, making little stick figures of them eating their pizza, or we have some real artisan type people that come and draw some really cool stuff that we take a picture of, we put it on our Facebook page, and kind of save it as, like, this person drew this. So it's kind of cool. Part of the experience.
Yeah, children friendly is always nice. And I got to mention to everybody out there that your pricing is extraordinarily reasonable.
It is, you know, it's a little more than your local pizzeria, but it's, you know, the ingredients that we're using, you know, you'll taste the difference.
And right.
People are not too worried about the little extra couple dollars that it does cost for the pizza, because you know, after you eat it, it's like, wow, that's a great pizza. It's well worth it.
That's right. Absolutely. And I think it's important to call that out to everybody, because it's not like you're going, you know, into the city and spending a lot of money. You're just a little bit over the normal pizzeria, but you said like the ingredients and the designs of them and the flavor and the way you cook them. Again, I can't believe that you can get to 850 degrees and cook them in 90 seconds.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. Not people, everyone, when they hear that, they don't believe it.
I can't believe it either.
You know, when we get people that walk in, they want to take a pizza home with them. It's like, okay, what would you like? Oh, we'd like a margarita pizza. And we're like, oh, it'll be ready in a couple minutes. And they're like, well, wait a minute. It takes 20 minutes at my house. Why does it take only, you know, 90 seconds here? And we explain it to them, and then, you know, they're gone in 3 to 5 minutes. It's nice.
That is such a privilege for people who are just wanting to kind of stop and pick up stuff to take home too. And we're talking right now to Chris Bryan of Liberty Hall Pizza. You can go online and look it up, libertyhallpizza.com in Lamberfield, New Jersey. We're going to go to our last break right now, and then when we get back on Talented People, I'm going to ask Chris to share with us a little bit more about what he wants us to know about his kind of differentiated pizzeria. And what do you call yourself as far as that goes? Do you call yourself a pizzeria?
Yeah. I mean, we are pizzeria. You know, we're not a restaurant per se, because our menu is really pizza focused. You know, we just do pizzas and salads. So yeah, pizzeria is how I would describe it.
And it's funny because it pops up, just so you all know out there, it says, "We love to make pizza." On the website. I love it. But I just wanted to make sure that you got the credit you deserve, because I've been there. Again, it is like a special experience. So I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that it's not just your typical walk in and, you know, grab a slice kind of place. It's all around it. It's got all going. So we'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll be right back after our break. Talented People, I'm Jeannie Murphy.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care.
All right, we're back to Talented People right now. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Our guest is one of the owners of a very delightful destination for pizza in Lamberfield, New Jersey, in Huntington County. His name is Chris Bryan. Chris, I wanted to ask you a little bit about some of your desserts. Tell us about some of the desserts that you guys have.
You know, we have probably our most popular dessert is our Nutella pizza. We take our normal pizza dough, cook it in the oven, and then when it comes out, we spread Nutella, you know, spread on it and add some fresh fruit and some roasted hazelnuts, and, you know, kind of people eat it like a normal pizza. We cut it into pizza slices, and the kids love that. Obviously, it's got chocolate on it, so that's popular. We also have a root beer float. We actually have draft root beer from Victory, which is a brewery in Pennsylvania, and we make some really good root beer floats. And we have rice pudding now that we've added. You know, a lot of times people get full on their pizza and they kind of want to pass on dessert, but we do have some great desserts. So if you do come by, you know, make sure you ask for the dessert menu. It's
I would think so. And that sounds delicious. Did you make that creation yourself, or like, you know, where do you get the ideas for your desserts like that?
You know, it's kind of the Nutella pizza is a classic one. But the, you know, rice pudding as well. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the classic desserts. I've always, you know, one of my favorites is root beer float. So when I decided to open, I knew I was going to have that.
So. I love that. I think that's so cute. It's just, you know what, when you're talking about back to the 1948, 45, 1950 thing, all of that goes right into it too. Mm-hmm. And the feel of your place, it just really works. So I'm so happy for you. But tell us a little bit about, like, has the Pokemon Go craze affected your business at all?
No, not yet.
I bet it will.
There are people, you know, obviously I leave here at night after we close, and you know, I see people walking in Lambertville, staring at their phones, and then when I get home to Flemington, as well. So not yet, but one of the things I do want to mention is that we actually have expanded a little bit. We've created a back private space called the Back Room at Liberty Hall, and we're going to be using it for hosting private events.
Wow!
Birthdays, wedding rehearsal dinners. Anniversaries, really what anybody is looking for to host an event, we now can do that, because we were getting a lot of requests from people, hey, can I, you know, host my rehearsal dinner at your place at Friday night at 7 o'clock, and it's kind of like, well, that's our busiest time. Unfortunately, we can't, you know, accommodate that size of a group, but now, you know, we have the capability of doing that. So it's called the...
What's the size?
It can hold up to 32 people.
Nice.
And there's a door that we were able to cut into and take over a conference room that was vacant. And, you know, we kind of took the same motif as the front of the restaurant and kind of brought that into the back. And as I said, we're calling it the Back Room at Liberty Hall. So it kind of has its own identity, but yet it has the same feel as the restaurant.
I'm so glad you pointed that out, because I'm sure people listening are thinking about, you know, other events that they probably have coming up that they wouldn't have thought of that for. And it's really difficult, by the way, to find a great venue, and especially for something a little different, a little kind of casual, but still upscale, which is a nice flavor, you know, in itself. Do you do off-site catering or just on location?
Just on location. We do take out. But we don't have any kind of mobile operation that we can take to your house, or you can that we would deliver to your house. It's you know, we're just not our pizza doesn't you know, doesn't travel well. It's best right out of the oven.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure that if you are trying our pizza for the first time, that you're getting it at its peak peak flavor and peak taste.
Love it. So basically, you've been able to share with everybody your hours and your location, and telling us a little bit about yourself and about the services that you have. And I just want to ask you, was there something else that you, what would you like to share with everybody out there listening about Liberty Hall Pizza?
You know, it's you know, we're not your normal pizzeria. So if you haven't had a true Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, you know, come out and give us a try. I think you'll be happy. It's a great experience. We are family friendly. It's interesting. It's you know, we've been open there for a year and a half, and our clientele ranges from, you know, high school kids coming to get a Nutella after a football game to, adults, maybe retired adults that live in town and like to eat out and try good food. So we got the whole range of customers. So it's exciting to see that we're meeting, you know, the needs of a lot of different people.
And what night? Yeah, it's so great. What nights? Like normally, do you have your guest series?
We do that on Tuesday nights.
Okay, and that goes.
You know, we post that on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. You know, we create an event, and then we also post the dates and the celebrities or the chefs on our website as well, with a description of the pizzas that they're going to be making.
It's great, and they look delicious on the site. I'm looking at some of your other. That you've had in the past, and the one coming up in August. So want to wish you all the best. So thank you so much for being on our show today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations again on taking that step forward into the entrepreneurial world and sharing with us, you know, the successes that you have. It's very inspiring, I'm sure, for everybody listening as well as myself.
Great. Thanks again. Thanks for having me. And you know, next time you're coming through town, just give us a try. Stop in and have some great pizza.
We will be there for sure. All right. That's Liberty Hall Pizza. Chris, he's our guest today, Chris Bryan. And Chris, again, I'm going to let you go. We're getting ready for our next guest. Have a great afternoon.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
For having me. We'll see you later.
Yes. We're excited about you, too. All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day. So, yeah, I just wanted to let everybody know that was fun, wasn't it? Something different. I'm literally starving. I'm like, that sounds so delicious. And I have to say, I have been there and I've had both the take it home because we've run in and taken it with us and we've shared the experience there. And it was really kind of fun, like just sitting there and then seeing that it was just done so well. So bring you back in time, so much charm. And believe me, it's not your typical pizzeria, okay? It's like the best. So if you happen to be in Hunterdon County, or if you're in Lambertville and you're listening, it's right off of the main drag, a little bit over the side. You can look it up, Liberty Hall Pizza, and stop in there, and I can guarantee you that you'll love the experience, and the people are wonderful too. So that was our guest, 3 to 4 on Talented People. It's already 3:55. I had mentioned that we are going to be having Joanne Diaz on. She's got a new book coming out, What's Wrong with Mommy? It's an interesting conversation. It's very important. It's about postpartum depression. So if you are listening, I hope you stay with us. I appreciate you listening in. And we'll be right back after the news and weather again. It's already 3:55. And thanks for listening. Hope you're having a great day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
USA Radio News with Kelly Sloan.
He draws out the talent and drive in people so that they can achieve their full potential. That's a great quality to have in a father. And better yet, in the President of the United States.
Tiffany Trump speaking about her father, Donald Trump, who was officially chosen as the GOP nominee for president last night. Delegates in Cleveland formally nominated him in a roll call. The convention is now in its third day. The guest speakers will include Vice Presidential candidate Mike Pence, Scott Walker, Marco Rubio, and Ted Cruz. Campaign manager Paul Manafort says he's confident about the speech Cruz will give tonight.
Conventions are a healing time. They're not a time when everything is finally done. We feel, however, the healing time is happening, and when we leave here, by and large, it's going to be a united Republican Party.
He is also expected to bring up the negatives of Hillary Clinton. This is USA Radio News.
At Lumber Liquidators, we're kicking off our summer stackout sale with special deals at every store. Overstock floors, small lots, and more are priced to move. Get unheard-of clearance deals at select stores on 2,000 varieties of pre-finished hardwood from just 59 cents. Special buys like durable strand carbonized bamboo. It's just $1.69. North American and European laminate up to 20% off with some deals from just 29 cents. And special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the summer stackout sale today.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
A California congressman has endorsed Donald Trump. Randy Fuller has more.
California House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
Republicans believe that America only works if we put your interest above the special interest.
He outlines the plan.
Together, electing a Republican Congress, Donald Trump, Mike Pence, we can build a better America.
The Bakersfield lawmaker believes a Trump administration will fight to lower health care costs and taxes and get government off people's backs. I'm Randy Fuller.
A Trump campaign speechwriter is taking the blame for Melania Trump's address on Monday. Meredith McIver says she was responsible for portions of the speech that contained language almost verbatim from a speech given by Michelle Obama in 2008. She says she and Melania talked about people she admired, and Mrs. Trump read passages from Mrs. Obama's speech. Then McIver